I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I like to point when I do that. And I welcome back. He's a friend. He's a sponsor.
Welcome.
He's Kirk Bangstad. He is from the Minocqua Brewing Company. Kirk, you came bearing beer.
Yeah, man. I figured.
Best sort of guest.
I haven't bestowed on you one of the latest versions of beer we have, which is Evers Ale. I would have given you Tammy Shandy, but oh my God, we got problems in the beer world.
Oh.
What kind of problems, man? You're starting to scare me a little bit, Kirk.
Like everything, I think the COVID really messed up the supply chain of lots of things. And so not only are there a shortage of aluminum cans right now, which has brewers scrambling, there's a shortage of lemon extract as well. So our lemon extract didn't come in, and so you can't really make a shandy without a little lemon extract. So it's going to be a week from now, and I told all 46,000 people that like me on Facebook that it was going to get delivered this week, and I'm eating crow.
How's that hat, man?
You know, some crow with some Tammy Shandy, it would probably wash it down nicely. Now, here in the upper Midwest in Madison, it's hot as hell outside. It's 92.7 fun-loving degrees, but the beers are cold, and the Evers Ale here, made with science and a steady hand. It's a pale ale.
Can I do a close reading of?
Please do.
You've drank the beer. I know you drink Captain and Coke. Hoppy beers are not your favorite. Let's be honest. I can understand that.
I'm not a huge beer guy, but I love the politics behind the beers.
So let's do the close reading of the Evers Ale. Dom, do you have a picture of this somewhere that you can look at?
I do not.
Okay. Well,
I'll pull it up. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So made with science and a steady hand. So we've got Evers with his iconic face mask on, because obviously that's what all his emergency things were talking about. That. Then we have the School of Public Health is the top tallest building in UW-Madison on the science side. We've got the School of Biology, Chemistry, and Math all the way around the can. And it's red, signifying UW-Madison, and it's red, signifying the intense obstruction that our blue-shirted Governor Evers had to go through in order to drive the bus of the Badger Bounce Back Plan, which is the steering wheel of on the can.
And I've noted the representation of Tony Evers, that's, you know, post cool guy haircut and the new glasses, because he did go through sort of a style update during his candidacy prior. This is the cooler haircut.
Haven't you run for governor against Tony Evers at some point?
I never had a cool haircut, Kirk. Not in years. And
I'm
years
waiting for
and
the
years.
Crudy makeover, man.
And nobody made any beer for me, although I keep asking.
Hey, by the way, I just saw today there is a Devil's Advocate triple Belgian beer out there already. I can't even make one for you guys because there's already a Devil's Advocate beer.
Oh,
and
really?
It's triple Belgian. It's apparently fabulous. Probably better than I can make.
Oh, don't even say that. I thought we were going to do some sort of red ale for us.
Well, it's possible, but it can't be called the Devil's Advocate. That name is already taken.
Dom and Crute, get you drunk beer.
Ah, come on. The Devil's Advocate's terminology has been used for centuries, man. I mean, I can't go trademark Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, but you can also, I mean, can I really name another beer completely? I have to say Devils with like an apostrophe or something to get around this. I think I got to come up with something more
we
creative.
We do use an apostrophe.
Sometimes
you don't have to make it up. It's Devils, possessive, Devils, Advocates, plural.
But it's a possessive plural. It's English, Kirk. I don't know if you'd understand that as a brewer.
I think it's going to have a playoff of Dom and Crute. I think that's what's going to happen.
All right. Well, we'll take – hey, you know us, man. We'll take anything we can get. Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Kirk Bangstad, Minocqua Brewing Company, joining us in the Madison studio.
You know, so, the mustard man didn't have so many excuses, Dom. Just mustard.
That's right. So, Kirk, man, what's going on in the political world? I know you got a pack. You've been partying. You've been collecting money. You've been doing some good trouble. What you been getting into, man?
All of the above. The thing I'm working on right now is there's this group called Wisconsin Progress, and they are a great group that train and recruit people to progressives to run for county boards, which is kind of like building the bench so that these people who have run and won at the county level can like step up and then run for state office at some point. And it's really crucial work that's not being done in up north. And that's why, you know, every time people have, you know, every time the elections come up, we got to pluck somebody out from, you know, anywhere just to run against these Republicans who are sure to win because the numbers are skewed. But we don't have a lot of, we don't have a bench. So that's my new campaign is to raise $40,000 to kind of like do part of the base salary. It's like, you know, of a community organizer that's going to like help us recruit and train people how to run for county board. So that's my. That's the what the super PAC is up to right now.
Now, Kirk, is that specifically for like counties up north, or where's your target areas for this?
So it's north of Wausau because they already have somebody there, and because Wausau is Marathon County is a big county, so it's all the forgotten counties north, like Langlade, Lincoln, Oneida, Vilas, like Price and Iron, which you know are. Or God's country, but it's about as red as it gets.
Now, what about, well, you focus on these kinds of, these counties, and I guess as far as a return on investment, let's put it that way. I mean, some of these counties do not have a lot of people in them, Kirk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Langlade County, I don't have it in front of me, but is not one of the larger counties
it's like,
in the
so,
state.
Yeah, so we're talking like Merrill, Anago, Rhinelander, and like Hurley would be those would be the cities we're talking about, the more heavily populated places. And yeah, you're right. The return on investment is not necessarily as good as where there currently is action happening, like the suburbs of Milwaukee and Madison. But
right.
Because that's where the Democratic Party typically puts all their resources, and they unfortunately have like left us hanging for a long time. And since I'm in that region and I'm selling beer and that's kind of where I care about, that's what I'm focused on. And I have a different of opinion. I think you guys probably do too. It's like, I want to play offense in red areas. I don't want to play defense and hope to hang on to like suburbs close to Madison or Milwaukee as a Democrat, as a statewide Democrat.
A veto-proof minority. It's not a compelling statement for you, Kirk.
Yeah, let's like cower and hope for a veto. Yeah, exactly. That veto-proof minority is like, Jesus, guys, come on. Like, we can do better than this, you know? And so.
Well, but I get that, and I totally appreciate what you're saying. And I think you're right. That's a great. Perspective, you know, going on offense in these red counties, and you know, Crudy and I'll go and do a show and have a drink anywhere, and I'll go up north, man. I'm fine with it. But Iron County's got like less than 6,000 people in the entire county.
I'm really
right?
focused on Rhinelander and Minocqua because that's where I'm from, and so I understand that, you know, hiring somebody, a full time organizer, and county boards, there's more counties to be covered. So I kind of want those, you know, ancillary ones to be covered too, if we're going to be donating all this money. And honestly, though, when you say there's not that many people, you know how much clean water is up there that's getting crapped on because of county boards voting to let mining companies in? So it's not just about people. It's about the natural resources of Wisconsin, and that is huge in northern Wisconsin. And there's the mouth of the Fox River is like being – as they're drilling for, you know, just these crazy chemicals. I can't remember what they are because it's been a long time since I ran, but it's nasty stuff and they're being mined. And so that is the reason you have to, you know, build a progressive bench too. It's not just about the population, it's about the natural resources.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got the Minocqua Brewing Company proprietor. He's the man. He's Kirk Bankstead. He also with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. And we appreciate your partnership here, Kirk. And I got to tell you, I think Tony's getting his revenge. Kind of gave me the hiccups, this Evers Ale.
I know. I sat
if I'm
there
not
looking
careful,
at you.
I'm going to get a little hurly.
I sat there looking at you swallowing the hiccups because you didn't want to make noise on the radio. I was like, oh, that must be
rough. I'm not a beer guy. I got to admit it. You know, apparently can't handle my pale ale. Kirk, you got a party going on tomorrow in one of my favorite parts of the state over in Trempealeau in the La Crosse area. Tell us about that party, Kirk.
Yeah, so we squeaked out all the lemon extract that we could to make one keg of Tammy Shandy because I met with this wonderful woman called Amy who owns the Trempealeau Hotel, which if you haven't been, you got to go.
Nearly world famous, the Trempealeau
Hotel. Right? Have you been there?
I actually used to work for ABC in La Crosse. I covered lots of stuff. Patrick Trempealeau, I went all of those little times
nice.
Up the river.
Well, I mean, Trempealeau, I mean, they got this great outdoor venue. They've got all these famous musicians that have played there over like the last 100 years. And it's a fabulous place. And she is huge into, she's a big progressive. And she's like, we got to have this big release party for Tammy Shandy. So as soon as I said, sure, she went out and started advertising for it, spent her own money, and is bringing in all these progressives tomorrow. So I'm like, we cannot not have Tammy Shandy for her. So we got a half barrel. We're bringing it up tomorrow. We're gonna drink, and I'm spending a night in the famous Trempealeau Hotel tomorrow. So Wednesday might be a rough morning for me, I think.
Better at the Trempealeau Hotel than like the
Bates
floor.
Motel.
Because I recall when you invited me up to Minocqua initially, you said, well, you know, you could probably sleep on a floor. And I said, I'm getting a little old for floor sleeping, Kirk.
Well, it's because I was getting kicked out of my apartment or kicked out of my house.
You
I couldn't
are
guarantee a place to stay.
You're getting sued, and so somebody else. You were telling me about it. The Lakeland County News, whatever it is suing you for
defamation.
And then they're also suing some other small business in town. Because that name had some association with you for a couple months, so they're also being sued.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What they do?
Oh, so this is exactly
guilt
what
they by association.
So it's the Lakeland Times, and it's the misogynist publisher of the Lakeland Times, Greg
allegedly
Walker.
Misogynist publisher. Don't want to get named in that suit, but please continue.
So that's one of the reasons I'm getting sued is that I always trumpify it by saying the alleged misogynist publisher of the Lakeland Times, which he doesn't like very much. And what's happening is I sold the building to the Minocqua Brewing Company, thank God, during COVID, when restaurants' backs were against the wall. And I sold the building, and in order to hire back all my old employees, which he wanted to do, he asked if he could keep my name and then apply for the PPP loan, the second round, which was happening in like February. And I was like, of course, because you're going to rehire all these people I had to lay off. And so you deserve that money because you're basically taking over my operations as a restaurant. So he had the Minocqua Brewing Company stock, which was like the EIN number for the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, and he applied for the loan, got the loan, hired all my workers back. And because he had my name, when I got named in the lawsuit, my lawyer was like, called the Lakeland Times lawyer and like, you know, you've accidentally, you know, caught up this innocent dude in your lawsuit, and they didn't care. They didn't release this guy from the lawsuit. And so I'm making a big stink out of that because I'm like, there's a local paper in Minocqua who is now suing two small businesses for defamation, which the only way a newspaper exists and radio stations, I might add, is because of the First Amendment to free speech. And so they want to suppress my speech. It's crazy.
That's Kirk Bankstead. He's an alleged friend of the Devil's Advocates. But not super close. More of an acquaintancy kind of friendly business kind of guy.
Wait, who is this?
Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company. Careful who you associate with. You could get sued. Kirk, appreciate the Evers Ale. Looking forward to the Tammy Shandy. That's more my flavor. I always like the lemony summer shandy beers. You know, that's my taste.
You're a sweet soul.
Hardly gives me hiccups at all, I hear. Kirk, thanks so much. If people want to buy some beer, some swag, or support the Super PAC, how did they do so?
MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. You can donate to the Super PAC, buy the swag. Or we got a map of all the locations of where you can buy the beer as well now up on the website.
Awesome.
Drink the beer. Buy
thanks,
the
Kirk.
Beer. And be friendly. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, less lawsuits in our final segment.
So you guys want to drink? What are we drinking? Beer, tequila, all sorts of things.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
Holy mackerel, folks.